Good Saturday, everyone. This is Daryl Jackson in for Jefferson Weaver with the good news from ColumbusCountyNews.com. As the temperatures begin to rise, so are opportunities to get outside and shake off the winter doldrums. Movies are coming back to the North Carolina Museum of Science in downtown Whiteville. WALL-E will be shown today at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. in the Museum Theater. There's no cost. Drinks and snacks will be available, and there will be opportunities for hands-on learning after each showing. The movie series is sponsored by International Paper. Amidalco Elementary School will host Michael Cunningham's Crowns Art Exhibition March 7th through the 20th. The Columbus County Arts Council will host a reception Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. at 822 South Madison Street in downtown Whiteville. The show focuses on Sunday hats worn by African American women. Students at the school work with an area artist to create mosaics, which will be displayed along with the photography. The exhibition is free. Our hero this week is Dr. Sylvia Cox. It is rare that you find someone as dedicated to every student being their best as Dr. Cox has been in her time at Southeastern Community College. We hate that she is leaving the SCC family. Dr. Cox has been named president of Rockingham Community College. She will take the new post on May 1st. She is currently SCC's Executive Vice President and Chief Academic Officer. She will certainly be missed by all who knew her here, and we expect Rockingham County will have a pleasant surprise when she officially takes charge. Speaking of the college, this Tuesday, March 4th, is the Frosty Freeze fundraiser for SCC Athletics and the Ambassador Program. Competitors earning the most donations can avoid the chili dip in the dunking booth. This year's contestants are instructors Nikki Hobbs and Dom Williamson, with Isaiah Johnson and Markel Simmons representing the students. The event begins at 3 o'clock this Tuesday afternoon on the SEC campus, and everyone is welcome. We'll be right back with more of the good news.
Hey, Tony, where do you want to go for lunch today?
I don't know. I'm tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs. We need to have something different.
I know. Let's go to Zico's Italian Restaurant.
Hungry? Don't want to cook, but you want some great food? Call Zico's Italian Restaurant in Whiteville. Lunch or dinner. Dine-in, delivery, or takeout. For delivery, call 640-3222. Zico's Italian Restaurant, 1306 South Massa Street, Whiteville. Call ahead to order, 640-3222.
This is Jefferson Weaver with ColumbusCountyNews.com. We bring you the local news you need and want at no cost to you. Public safety, government news, stories about folks you know, commentary, investigative stories, little kids with big fish. At ColumbusCountyNews.com, we have you covered. Go to our website and sign up for our new daily email newsletter, too. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.
Welcome back. This is Daryl Jackson in for Jefferson Weaver with the good news from ColumbusCountyNews.com. Plans are underway for Tabor City's Spring has Sprung Festival, April 5th from 9 until 2. There will be craft and food vendors, free entertainment throughout the day, a kids' corner with Flimsy the Clown, and a parade. And if you'd like to be a vendor or enter the parade, drop by the Tabor City Chamber of Commerce or the library for applications. Now here's an interesting story for you. North Carolina will soon have an official cookie. Legislation was filed this week to make the ever-popular Moravian cookie, sometimes called Moravian Christmas cookies, as the state's official cookie. The tasty treats originated in the Moravian settlements of Old Salem and have their roots in Germany and Northern Europe. The Moravian Star is also being named the official star for the state. The symbol is often recreated in Christmas decorations and is traditionally hung during the Advent season. An interesting aside, the Moravian Star was originally a geometry lesson in a German classroom in the 1830s. Adriana Collins is receiving cancer treatments at Duke University Medical Center in Durham. A bake sale fundraiser for Adriana is set for March 29th at Crossroads Pharmacy, 20 Whiteville Town Center, and all proceeds will go to help with daily and travel expenses. To donate baked goods, call 910-207-6369. Special Olympics is coming back to Columbus County April 9th. The field day will be at the Whiteville High Soccer Fields. Sponsors are needed for this event. Contact Kristen Green or Columbus County Special Olympics via Facebook Messenger for more information. You can also email columbus@sonc.net. Different Abilities Awareness Night will be this Tuesday, March 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Chamberlain Elementary Media Center. Organizations from across the state will be on hand to share information, resources, and support for families and individuals with disabilities. The event is free and everyone is welcome. Southern Farm Days is coming up later this month, March 14th, 15th, and 16th. The 15th annual event is one of the largest in Columbus County, bringing thousands of visitors to the Boys and Girls Homes of Lake Waccamaw. The three-day festival features dozens of antique tractors and other vehicles, living history demonstrations, a large antique yard sale, live animals, and much, much more. Make sure you follow ColumbusCountyNews.com for updates on Southern Farm Days. And Mount Olive Original Free Will Baptist Church will have homecoming on Sunday. The Reverend Stuart Norris will speak. The Mount Olive Quartet will provide special music, and dinner will follow the service. The church is located at 439 Old Glade Road in Whiteville. Remember to check back with the Good News throughout the week for updates on additional events. We never charge for your church announcements, Civic Club news, birthdays and anniversaries, Good Samaritan and hero stories, Little Kids with Big Fish, or happy news of any kind. You can email the Good News at ColumbusCountyNews.com or call us at 910-914-6056, or better yet, drop by our office at 1015 South Mazda Street near downtown Whiteville. We love visitors. If the blinds are open, we're open for business. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Daryl Jackson. Thank you for sharing the good news.